I've only seen a few of them. There's a few just come back today. You know, the people like Chester walked in the other day, be playing in China, and Bjarnason playing in America, and Elmo, he's been away, you know, 10, 11 days or whatever, so he's got his first day back. So in that respect, everybody's come back, and touch wood, what I've heard from doctors and physios, that everybody's okay.
Mm-hmm. So here we go then, the last run-in, the tickly bit maybe, or call it what you want. How do you assess these last
Well, this games? This is it. I mean, look, I've said it before, it's ludicrous. The schedule we've got, you know, we play from tomorrow, we play on average 5 games in the next 2.5 days. And 2.5 days we've got a game. So it is the defining part of the season. These 5 games, we'll find out where we're going to be. And let's hope that we can... starting with tomorrow, get off to a positive result. We've had an awful time before the international break. You know, we've had a couple of bad results. How do you respond? The thing is, we've got to keep ourselves and what I've always said is, it's the accumulation of points that you need, and we've still got a chance to hit our target. It's going to be extremely difficult now, but we've still got an outstanding chance, and we can't give up on it.
Without using too many clichés, is it 8 cup finals?
Yes. They're huge and big games, and big games to play. As I said, you know, it's every 3 days we've got a game over the next 2 weeks in particular, 5 games in 13 days. This is it. So, you know, I'll be leaving a couple of players behind over this weekend for sure, and getting them ready for Tuesday. And it's how we handle them 5 games.
I suppose that's the way you're going to have to do it. Catch mind, but not too distant past when. Highs of Wolves, then QPR, yes. You said yourself, you change the team. I suppose that's the way you're going to have to roll with it.
Next. Yeah, we're going to have to roll with it. You know, and to be fair, that's why you have squads. Mm. And the big thing I said to you, Mark, the last time when we played Wolves was inside of me, and my experience, change it and bring 3 or 4 and bring in fresh, and bring a freshness to it. Because that game on the Tuesday was the third game in the week. Mm. You know, we'd beaten to Sunderland, beaten to Wolves, didn't get anywhere near physically and mentally the heights that we needed to get to. So the one thing that you have to look at, and look, it's not excuses or anything like that. We got nowhere near it. And that's the one thing I'll try and make sure that the team I pick tomorrow will be fresh. Will there be no excuses? It'll be a team who's been predominantly here for the last couple of weeks. So we know they're fresh and ready to go.
Mm-hmm. And Holloway, I mean, a side that took a beating last time, but before that's 2 games, they're scoring goals as well. The game before Blues, they scored 3.
Well, they're a bit expansive. They play that way, you know. So, look, you know, I'm going back to a club where I know they've got some very, very good players still. And wherever you go in the Championship, wherever it is, you can't underestimate your opponent. It's how we are. And in the last game, the last 2 games in particular, we've got nowhere near the quality which is required, what we have set. So it really is up to us, starting tomorrow, up to us, what we got, big part of the season. Let's go and enjoy it and enjoy the challenge, like I've said, and play and make sure we play and get the result we need.
And the last 2 games, the timing of those kind of flat performances, if you like, was probably the worst possible because it looks like the top two is a big, big ask now.
Yeah, it's a big ask, but it can change. It can change in about 4 days. Mm. You know, if we can lose a couple, so somebody else. You know, we can't give up on it, you know, and we won't. It's as quite simple as that, you know. We've put ourselves in a very good situation. Had a poor week, and that's how quickly it can change. There's still 6 weeks to go. A lot of games still to play. And as I've said repeatedly, we can lose back-to-back games, so is somebody else. So, you know, all to play for still for me. And as I keep saying, it's the accumulation of points of what we've set as a target. Mm. And at the moment, we've still got a chance to get there. Extremely difficult, but not going to give up on it.
And just finally for me, if it is the playoffs, and I'm using that big word if, you've been there before, you know what it takes. Is that something everybody here around is mentally for if it comes to being there?
We have to be. Look, you know, you'll know, we will know, I'm thinking we'll know really after the next 2 weeks.
Right.
So after the next 2 weeks, we'll be able to see where we are, where we're not. Look, if that's the case, that's the case. And let's bring it on. Mm. You know, we all want to go up automatically. That's always been the aim. Our aim from the start is we have got to be there or thereabouts. And we hope we can be in the top two. If not, and we have to go around down the playoffs, then we're going to be a very, very good side in the playoffs. So, all to play for.
You mentioned it's a big ask, that second spot now. But when it's a big ask, belief's key, isn't it? Players have got to believe they can do it. Because if they don't believe, if they're switched on to already the playoffs, you've got no chance.
Tom, the big thing is, and we're not a shoe into the playoffs yet.
No.
You know, not with the game, not with the amount of games that's left and the points to play for. You know, we have to get, we've set a target all season of a certain amount of points. Now that's for us to keep that under wraps. And it's still a chance that we can get there. And that's what you have to get to. If you have to get promoted, you have to get usually a certain amount of points. And we've still got a chance to get there. If other teams have been better than you and better than the target, then you pat them on the back and say, well done, because they've had outstanding seasons. So, all to play for still. We've had it, as I said, we've had a poor week leading up to the international break. All upon us now. 5 games, 13 days. This is the defining moment. You know, we'd all like 5 games over a month, I have to say, so you can prepare properly and you prepare your team properly. That's what the championship is. That is the burden of why we say it's so difficult, because the amount of games is ridiculous, big games, but that's what it is. So we know what it is on the tin before we start. So get on with it. Let's go and enjoy the challenge of it and make sure we get the result we want starting with Hull tomorrow.
Sticking with the mental strength, are your squad mentally strong enough for this 10-game running?
Look, I've sincerely hoped with the experience that we've got, the experience we've got of getting promoted before. We've got people who've won leagues before. So I hope that experience we've got stands you in good stead. You know, unfortunately, we had a horrible week last week. That's where it is. So, but if we're capable of losing a couple back-to-back, then somebody else. Can we take advantage if that happens? Can we get to the the magical points mark, what we've set ourselves? And let's hope we can do it.
This chase for promotion, it's fine lines, isn't it? I mean, you're up 1 minute, down the next. Is it going to be like that to the end of the season, do you think,
I think there's still twists and turns still to come. You know, you look at the games for everybody concerned, and, you know, the games where you think, well, that's a stick on, they don't, in the championship. I mean, you know, no disrespect to QPR, came up here last week, a couple of weeks ago, and played very, very well against us. Nobody would have got that result. But we have to take it on the chin, and that is the championship. You know, it doesn't really happen very often in the big league, you know, but in this league it can happen. Top can beat the bottom very, very easily.
What do your scouting people tell you on reports about Hull under the new manager? What do you expect?
Well, he's certainly got his own way of playing. He's a bit expansive in the way they play. I know from obviously being there, you know, after leaving 20 months ago, wherever it was, they've still got some very decent players. You know, they've had a disappointing result against Birmingham last time out, but before that, they'd gone away somewhere, Ipswich was it, and gone 1-3-0 away. So they're a bit up and down, but like any team, and I keep saying this, and I've just said that to my team and the squad we've got here, it's what we do, really. It's what we do and how we handle the game. And if we get to anywhere near the level which we're capable of, then we've got an outstanding chance.
This league, is it proving as tough as you thought it would?
Yes. It never disappoints you on that. It never disappoints you on that. And as I said at the start, Neil Warnock has done an unbelievable job at Cardiff. Who'd have thought they would have been the ones that were chasing? And you look at the points total that they've got, the run of games that they've got, they've won 7 on the spin. It's quite remarkable, and he's done okay. And that is the beauty of the championship. You can have a squad of players assembled, and if you've got the right spirit and the right organisation, then you can be successful in this league. If you haven't and you haven't got the resources, then it becomes a very, very difficult league.
We keep hearing just finally about lots of teams and different styles and formations and all the rest of it. You've got 10 or 11 games to go. It's not about anything other than the result, is it?
It's the result, how you get it. Now, you need a little bit of luck. You need to play well. These couple of weeks are, for me, the defining moments of it. Yeah. The tickly bit, if you want to call it that. 5 games in the next 13 days will define the season. Yeah. quite simple, you know, because after that we've got three to play, I think. So we'll know where we are. Big opportunity. Games come thick and fast. Can you be the team that wins four or five of them? That's the key to it. Can we do it? Let's hope we can.
Good luck. Oh, there was one thing. There is one other thing. Just finally, and it is a finally this time. Codger, a lot of talk about him being in the squad and training and everything. Could he make an appearance?
He's in the squad.
Is that Steve Bruce where I say, mind your own business?
No. he's in the squad. He played behind closed doors. Obviously, it's a big ask, but he's in the squad. So if I'm taking them there, then he will be involved. Whether he gets on the pitch, we'll see.